It is 15 days before the midterm elections. Both parties are honing their final pitches to voters. For the president, that means raising alarm over a so-called caravan of migrants headed to the southern U.S. border. He blamed Democrats on Twitter today for, quote, not giving us the votes to change our pathetic immigration laws. Today, Trump heads to Houston to stump for his former political nemesis, Senator Ted Cruz. And joining us for the latest is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jeremy.
So concerning these migrants, first of all, who are fleeing violence in their home countries in Central America, the president has said that they're criminals. This is not the first time migrants have tried to come to the U.S. seeking asylum, but it is happening right before the midterms. What are the political implications?
Well, the political implications are pretty big because this is the president's go-to issue, and he has really grasped onto the caravan. He's even said that the caravan and Kavanaugh will be the two most important things about the midterms. Mm. He's not only said without evidence that they're criminals, he's even said that they're terrorists. He's repeated some of the commentary on Fox News that they're members of ISIS or Al-Qaeda somehow in the group of people who are traveling to the border. By the way, they're about, last time I checked, they're about 3,000 miles from the U.S. border, but he's right. been saying that Democrats are funding them. So this is an issue that he thinks energizes his base. It's what he started out when he came down the golden escalator, talked about Mexico sending rapists. This is his go-to issue.
A lot of Republicans would prefer that he focus on the economy and the strength of the economy right now. Here he is, President Trump, speaking to reporters outside Air Force One on Saturday.
We are looking at putting in a very major tax cut for middle-income people. And if we do that, it'll be sometime just prior, I would say, to November. A major tax cut we are going to be putting in and are studying very deeply right now, round the clock, a major tax cut for middle-income people.
Now, Mara, Congress is not even in session right now. November is coming right up. What do you make of this?
He's just making it up as he goes along. There are no plans to put there. Congress isn't in session, as you said. They can't vote on this. But he said it's going to be major. It's going to be for middle income people. Why? Because the tax cuts that they already passed are not popular. Republicans thought they'd ride the tax cut bill to victory in November. But people don't buy it. RNC polling, Republican Party polling, has shown that people think the tax cut went mostly to the rich. But this is what President Trump does. You know, he used to call this truthful hyperbole in some of his books. You know, he's talked about liberals rioting for sanctuary cities. He's mm-hmm. talked about how the arms deal to Saudi Arabia, he started out saying it would produce 40,000 jobs in America. Now he says it'll produce 1 million jobs. He said Democrats want to give luxury cars to illegal immigrants. I mean, he's just improvising.
Okay. The Democrats do not have a President Trump right now. They don't have one leader at the moment, but there are a lot of candidates that are running around the country. I want to take a listen just to maybe a closing argument from one of them. This is the Democratic governor candidate in Florida, Andrew Gillum, from a debate with Republican Ron DeSantis. Here he is.
In Trump's America, we've been led to believe that we've got to step on our neighbor's shoulder and their face and their backs in order to get ahead. Well, I reject that. And we have an opportunity on November 6th as a collective, as a state, to say we deserve better. We want better. We want better schools, access to health care, a clean economy, a restorative justice system that works where hand in glove, the community and law enforcement work together for all of our benefit. I want to be your governor. Let's bring it home.
Mara, what is the Democrats' closing argument before the election?
Well, the Democrats' closing argument, many of them are trying to present a positive argument. You just heard Andrew mm-hmm. Gillum do that. But mostly they're focusing on health care with a kind of little twist at the end, which is the Republicans gave big tax cuts to the rich, ran up the deficit, and they're going to try to close that gap by taking away your Medicare and Social Security. Mm. And they're really focusing on that. They're not talking about Trump too much specifically because they believe Trump has already energized their base all by himself.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.
Democrats are also hoping that young people will go to the polls on November 6th. Last week, former President Obama put out this video to convince them that their vote matters.
It could elect people who make our criminal justice system fair and your student loans easier to afford. And by the way, you wouldn't let your grandparents pick your playlist. Why would you let them pick your representative who's going to determine your future.
But will young people listen? Just 16% of eligible voters under 30 cast a ballot in the 2014 midterms. According to the U.S. Elections Project, it was the lowest turnout rate in more than 30 years. Some experts say the solution is better civics education. Nathan Bowling teaches civics at Lincoln High School in Tacoma, Washington. Nathan, welcome.